USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
All of the women, children, and elderly people have been evacuated from the sprawling Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. That's according to Ukrainian and Russian officials. Hundreds of civilians were trapped for weeks at the plant amid intense Russian attacks. Ukrainian fighters remain holed up in the complex, the Kremlin trying to capture the plant where the last sliver of resistance remains in the southern port city. First Lady Jill Biden says she remains concerned about the next phases of the humanitarian crisis prompted by the war. She made the comments while visiting refugee mothers and their children in Romania. Elsewhere in the conflict, a spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they've regained control of a town about 12 miles northeast of Kharkiv. The spokesman said in a YouTube video that Russia is continuing a full-scale attack in hopes of establishing full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Rick Strike crossed the finish line first at the Kentucky Derby. The horse was a long shot and final entry in the 148th annual event, outpacing favorite Epicenter. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. The decree calls for women to only show their eyes, recommending they wear the head-to-toe burqa, evoking similar restrictions to when the Taliban last ruled the country between 1996 and 2001. It's the latest in a series of repressive edicts. The CDC is looking into the deaths of five children linked to the growing number of mysterious pediatric hepatitis cases across the country. The cases, 109 of them in 24 states and Puerto Rico, date back to October. The latest case count is a steep increase from a couple of weeks ago when only 11 cases have been identified. That prompted the CDC to issue an alert for physicians to be on the lookout for such cases. For the fifth straight week, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 had a losing week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Abortion rights activists are planning to protest outside of the homes of the six conservative justices on the Supreme Court. It comes after a leaked draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade this past week in Politico. According to The Hill, Ruth Sent Us, a progressive activist group, posted on their website that they will be protesting on Wednesday. Another group, Shutdown D.C., announced a vigil at Justice Samuel Alito's house on Monday. Alito was the author of the draft opinion. A legend from another sport has an interest in owning the Denver Broncos.
NBA legend Magic Johnson is joining a bid to become an owner of the Denver Broncos football team. Johnson is joining a group being led by Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris. It wasn't made clear how much Johnson would be investing in the bid. He's already part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Broncos are expected to sell for the highest price ever for a sports team. They've been recently valued at nearly $3.8 billion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Retail Federation says consumers are expected to spend on average $245 on Mother's Day. That's a record, according to them. Overall, in total, we will spend about $32 billion, more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. We do thank you for listening, and you could do it anytime online at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.